different-looking man. He was a short, broad-shouldered fellow, squarely built and strong, ugly, with large head, thin hair, and coarse complexion.
"Hede," he said, "I have come to have a serious talk with you."
"Has anything unpleasant happened to you?"
"Oh, no, not to me," the other answered. "It is really you it concerns."
He sat silent for a while and looked down.
"It is so awfully unpleasant having to tell you."
"Leave it alone, then," suggested Hede. He felt inclined to laugh at his friend's solemnity.
"I can't leave it alone any longer," said his visitor. "I ought to have spoken to you long ago, but it is hardly my place. You understand? I can't help thinking you will say to yourself, 'There's Gustav Alin, son of one of our cottagers, thinks himself such a great man now that he can order me about.'"
"My dear fellow," Hede said, "don't imagine I think anything of the kind. My father's father was a peasant's son."
"Yes, but no one thinks of that now," Alin answered. He sat there looking awkward and stupid, resuming every moment more and more of his peasant manners, as if that could help him out of his difficulty. "When I think of the difference there is between your family and mine, I feel as if I ought to keep quiet. But when I remember that it was your father who, by his help in days gone by, enabled me to study, then I feel that I must speak."
Hede looked at him with a pleasant smile. "You had better speak out and have done with it," he said.
"The thing is," Alin said, "I have heard people say that you don't do any work. They say you have hardly opened a book during the 4 terms you have been at the university. They say you don't do anything but play on the violin the whole day. And that I can quite believe, for you never wanted to do anything else when you were at school in Falun, although there you were obliged to work."
Hede straightened himself a little in his chair. Alin grew more and more uncomfortable, but he continued with stubborn resolution.
"I suppose you think that anyone owning an estate like Munkhyttan ought to be able to do as he likes, work if he likes, or leave it alone. If he takes his exam, good. If he does not take his exam, what does it matter? For in any case, you will never be anything but a landed proprietor and ironmaster. You will live at Munkhyttan all your life. I understand quite well that is what you must think."
Hede was silent, and Alin seemed to see him surrounded by the same wall of distinction which, in Alin's eyes, had always surrounded his father, the squire, and his mother.
"But you see, Munkhyttan is no longer what it used to be when there was iron in the mine," he continued cautiously. "The squire knew that very well, and that was why it was arranged before his death that you should study. Your poor mother knows it too, and the whole parish knows it. The only one who does not know anything is you, Hede."
"Don't you think I know," Hede said a little irritably, "that the iron mine cannot be worked any longer?"
"Oh, yes," Alin said. "I dare say you know that much, but you don't know that it is all up with the property. Think the matter over, and you will understand that one cannot live from farming alone at Västerdalarna. I cannot understand why your mother has kept it a secret from you. But, of course, she has the sole control of the estate, so she need not ask your advice about anything. Everybody at home knows that she is hard up. They say she drives about borrowing money. I suppose she did not want to disturb you with her troubles, but thought that she could keep matters going until you had taken your degree. She will not sell the estate before you have finished and made yourself a new home."
Hede rose and walked once or twice up and down the floor. Then he stopped opposite Alin. "But what on earth are you driving at, Alin? Do you want to make me believe that we are not rich?"
"I know quite well that until lately you have been considered rich people at home," Alin said. "But you can understand that things must come to an end when it is a case of always spending and never earning anything. It was a different thing when you had the mine."
Hede sat down again.